Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I do think that it may have contributed to the huge outbreak we saw in that Diamond Princess. It may not have all been aerosolized. It could have been fomites. So we are aggressively evaluating that to understand how well this virus survives in different conditions.
Kill the virus, please. That's the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Robert Redfield, talking about the aerosolized nature of this virus, which has led Californians to panic because the one case we have in the United States where there is no tie overseas is in Northern California. And if in fact, this was spread to other people, does it become a pandemic? Some of the suggestions are to have 2 weeks worth of food and to grab a mask. Not a bad idea. I would have said months ago, perhaps, don't worry about it. But now, why wouldn't you be safe rather than sorry? It's like having a go bag. So I say, why not? At this point, the risk is still minimal compared to other countries, but that can change in an instant, as we know. A couple of fast facts for you. The first coronavirus case of unknown origin. And what does that mean for us? Like I said, it could turn into a pandemic. The U.S. has confirmed 60 patients, but the one person, no exposure chain found. Somehow exposed to a return traveler infected in China. But what is that connection? Nobody can find that connection, and that is the key. So the coronavirus is taking lives in China, certainly, and in other places, and here in the United States, we luckily don't have the numbers that they have in other spots, and of course, because we're not ground zero for that. But not having the one traceable aspect on the one patient is definitely worrisome. Mike Pence is the point person, as you all know now, the VP on this, and there are daily updates about what's happening, and of course the press is on to try and solve the coronavirus dilemma, but in Italy it is so bad that you have town after town that looks like they're in lockdown. Seeing Milan as a ghost town instead of high fashion is one of the strangest things ever. We'll get through it, but let's hope we get through it faster rather than slower. Certainly the market reacted to it because the market tanked to one of the all-time lows, plunging 1,191 points because coronavirus fears have escalated, and that, I think, continues that trend, but perhaps it will bounce back once more positive news, but because it's becoming a bigger threat, the coronavirus, to the U.S., that's part of what's happened now with stocks and sell-offs and a market correction. The number of cases in China, South Korea, Italy, and Iran increasing. The number of infections worldwide, close to 80,000, most of them in China. The death toll, over 2,600. There's 35-plus cases in the United States. It's going to reduce growth, is being predicted by Moody's Analytics, for the first 3 months of 2020 by 0.6%, 1.3%, more than the previous forecast of 0.4 to 0.5%. The halt to Boeing's 737 MAX airliner also will rock the economy a little bit this quarter, too, because that would have buoyed it, but that didn't happen. So there are retail products being affected. There are construction sites being affected, the construction industry likely to be affected because there are products from Japan that come into the United States that are used. So supplies will certainly tighten. That means building costs would escalate and delays and cancellations and all of that could exist in the near future. I mean, the U.S. economy has grown for a record 10.5 years. But this is a threat to our economy, an economic pandemic. A global reaction that's shutting down businesses is a vicious cycle and one that will affect us and is affecting us. Let's go to Grimm in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, Kay. Let me ask you this. When it comes to this, when it comes to the coronavirus, why isn't it like most all the other viruses that come out of China? I'll see it 2 or 3 years later, but this one just pays in 14 days. What's the deal?
Well, first of all, the deal is that there was a scientist and a doctor in China, in Wuhan, that could have been more on the ball with this, and they shut them down. They wouldn't let them, they wouldn't let them talk about it. And then ultimately, the one doctor died. So any time that we could have gotten, or they could have gotten, a jump on it and included the CDC, the World Health Organization, anybody else who could have helped, they weren't involved in it. So it's about tracing the root of it, and it's about figuring out what you can do to stop it, and that's part of it, because you've got 150 labs that are trying to come up with an interim measure for it. But I definitely think it's something to be concerned about. I don't think it's news hype. I think that's crap. I think that's hashtag crap. Keep people calm. But I do think it's smart to pay attention to what's going on, or not, and play Russian roulette. Because what's the difference if you have a mask and a go bag and you have 2 weeks' supplies? Piece of cake.
Well, you know, what the viruses that God creates have a tendency to still be around. And if you do any research on what they call biowarfare, you find most of the viruses that they make don't hang together too well.
Whoa, so you're laying that conspiracies. Let's get out of conspiracy road. You're laying the conspiracy they're trying to kill us. It's biowarfare. Yeah, I don't think it's biowarfare. I don't. Well, I know what you're saying. Listen, I know what you're saying, but I'm not going down the dark hole with you. I don't think it's that. I don't. I think that the dark hole I will go down is China shut us down on this. That's the dark hole that I'll go down, but I won't go down the conspiracy hole with you. Grimm, we're almost up against it, so I got to let you slide. But you're on the conspiracy side of this. I'm not there with you. I don't think that it is that at all. I think that this, remember, a lot of this comes from a bat or from an animal, and it's this crazy animal that the coronavirus initially came from. But where it spreads and incubates in people, that's a whole different thing. Absolutely. And, of course, the vice president is giving updates constantly on this coronavirus outlook in the U.S., and that's what you care about. In fact, he gave the president credit for early action on this, so, you know, we'll see. We can all play doctor, though. Absolutely. Have at it. Happy birthdays up next.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday. You know who you share your birthday with? Bernadette Peters, American actress, singer, and author. Mozart in the Jungle. She's one of the stars of that, and she's very good in it. 71 years old. She does not look 71. Gilbert Gottfried. He has that annoying voice. The comedian, 64 years old. Comedian and actor. A YouTube star, Brazilian-American Rudy Mancuso, just 27 years old. He has a bazillion fans who follow him on YouTube. Let me give you a couple more. Jason Aldean, American singer, guitarist, 42. Remember, Jason Aldean was in Vegas when that horrible mass shooting happened. He was performing. He was lucky to escape out of that, and then so many of those people were killed at the concert. Back in the day, Bugsy Siegel, American gangster, speaking of Vegas, he helped settle Vegas. He was born but died in 1947 on this day. Also celebrating a birthday, John Turturro. I think he's a brilliant actor, 62 years old, director and screenwriter, too. Throw that into the mix. Tayshaun Prince is 39. He's a basketball player. Smooth moves. It's like the ball glides off his fingertips. All right, who else would be on the list? Roy Cochran, 47. He's an American actor. He's a character actor. You would recognize him. Remember the Love Boat, not to be confused with the Diamond Princess Plague Boat loaded with coronavirus. No, this was the television Love Boat. Gavin McLeod, who was the skipper, and he was also Murray on Mary Tyler Moore's show, 88 years old. American wrestler Ricky Steamboat, 66 years old. Tennis player, a little bit of note, but you'd have to know tennis, Jelena Jankovic, 34 years old, the Serbian tennis player. So it's a good time to celebrate a birthday, isn't it? It is a good time. Anytime you're above ground and you're taking it one day at a time and you're breathing and you're living, no matter what your circumstances are, bravo. Live well, my friends. That is the key. And also celebrating a birthday, somebody close to me, that would be, woof, woof, Mahalo, the assistant producer of this show. He is 11 years old, the golden retriever with the mostest. I can see why golden retrievers are service animals, where they are those, after tragedies, they bring them in, and there's something therapeutic about Goldens, because Mahalo follows suit. He wants love, he's about love, and he gives love. And I think that's golden retrievers. They're like little bears to me. Coming up this weekend, Tony Robbins celebrates his 60th birthday. Tony Robbins, motivational speaker-wise, I don't think many people don't know who Tony Robbins is. Also, Kate Mara just celebrated a birthday. She's part of the whole Mara family that owns the Giants organization, and she's an actress on her own right. She's a pretty well-known actress, and she's engaged to Joaquin Phoenix, who just won the Academy Award for his portrayal of the Joker. So how about that? If you celebrate your birthday in these days, happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Like I said, celebrate large. Any day that you're still alive, you still have opportunities to revel and enjoy in what life has to offer. Sweet. I think that's a good thing. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to this. This is kind of an odds and ends segment, if you will. And this is one that kind of stood out for me. I mean, there's a bunch of stories that actually stood out for me, but this one I think really stood out for me. You know, the world of dating, we just went through on the 14th Valentine's Day, and dating is so different now. Swipe right or swipe left? So Pew Research Center did a poll, and they said that the harassment deal is an issue that's plaguing some who look for a mate online. 37% of online dating users say someone on a dating site or app continued to contact them even after they said they weren't interested in communicating. Boy, I bet you those apps and those dating sites, they want to cut down those negative encounters. 35% of users say someone on a dating site or app sent them a sexually explicit message or image they did not ask for. Yikes. 30 say they have been called an offensive name. Yikes. 10 say someone threatened to physically harm them. That's just wrong. That is just wrong. But that's the world we live in, and that's app dating. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are sincere and that go on there, but how scary is that? So you have Tinder, you have Hinge, you have OkCupid, you have Match and more. You have Bumble, and Bumble has a zero tolerance policy when it comes to harassment. So, but there's still ways to get underneath the wire, that's for sure. I mean, what do you do when you're, it's got to be a whole different thing, right? So you're looking at a picture, hopefully it's an up-to-date picture, and then what are you meeting, for coffee or something? Ugh. I don't know. I mean, this is just how it is, and it has worked for some people. My cousin John met his wife Catherine, Match.com, that's where they met, and right away they just talked into the night, became buddies, and couldn't be happier. So it worked in their case, and I know others who have had similar experiences. So there you go. What do I know? However you get it right, you get it right. Whether you're swiping or whether you're doing it some other way, good for anybody who puts themselves out there, because it's not easy to do. I think you got to give people credit. It's not easy to do to think put yourself out there and think that everybody's going to be transparent and honest when a lot of times you're meeting their representative and they're trying to, and I get it, they're trying to put their best foot forward. All right, so Tom Brady dropped a bombshell on the Patriots, perhaps. Tom Brady is talking about the possibility of leaving the Patriots and joining some other team. I know a team that wants him, that'd be the Raiders. But there's lots of speculation as to where he would go. Would it be the Raiders? Would it be the Chargers? Boy. And what would be the likelihood of that? Because what kind of a path does he want? What kind of a path is he looking for out of the NFL? I mean, you're at that point where what does he have left to prove? Ugh. If I were him, I would retire. I get that he's been Mr. Football, but think about them winning the Super Bowls between 2001 and 2004, and that just kept on ticking. I mean, he'll get an incredibly enormous salary. There's no question about that. He's going to turn 43 in August. He's been in the system, the Patriots system, for 18 years. He knows it like the back of his hand. He's so familiar with the coaches, with everything. Would you really take a leap and go someplace else? I would say it's risky, but money isn't necessarily the object for Tom Brady. Maybe the idea of can he lead a different team, could it be? And I think the teams I mentioned, the Raiders or the Chargers, but then they've got to play Kansas City twice, so that would be interesting. I don't know. It's just interesting that he's not talking too much about the Patriots, and it could be that he ends up on some other team. And what team that is, I don't know. Who knows? I'm not sure. Raiders and Chargers aren't a bad guess, but it might not be either one of those. Might not be either one of those. All right, how about this? I think this is one of the saddest stories I ever heard. Andy Parker's daughter, Allison Parker, was shot and killed on live TV 4 years ago. So Andy Parker is taking on YouTube and Google to remove graphic content like the murder videos that still exist of his daughter from the video site. Parker, along with Georgetown University Law Center's Civil Rights Clinic, filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission against YouTube and Google for deceptive practices on the platform. They say they violated their terms by hosting these gruesome videos, and it was terrible. So because of the people that could view it. So Allison Parker, sadly, was a 24-year-old news reporter in Roanoke, Virginia. She was shot and killed along with cameraman Andy Ward by a former co-worker during a televised interview in 2015. The gunman, Vester Lee Flanagan, fled the scene before posting the video of the murder on his Facebook and Twitter accounts. It spread widely and has been shared thousands of times across YouTube. Such a sad, sad story. Good for them for filing that suit. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way down the pike.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as another Democrat drops out of the race. Mayor Pete hanging up his hat after a disappointing fourth-place finish in South Carolina. On Sunday, as other Democrats visit Selma, Alabama, ahead of Super Tuesday, Mayor Pete in Plains, Georgia, meeting with former President Jimmy Carter. The two having coffee at the Buffalo Cafe on Main Street. And after the breakfast meeting, Mayor Pete speaking with reporters and slipping, referring to Bernie Sanders as President Sanders. Listen.
President Sanders, or the right alternative to Senator Sanders, but also the right alternative to President Trump.
And after finishing third in South Carolina, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer dropping out of the race Saturday night.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Next guest, Bern Harnisch, is the founder of one of my favorite organizations, Young Entrepreneurs Organizations. It's YEO. Now it's Entrepreneurs Organization. Everybody I know, I think, that has done so well in business has gone through here in some form. And they also have his book, Mastering the Rockefeller Habits 2.0, Scaling Up, How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't. It's the winner of 8 international book awards. Like I said, I could go on and on. He's the growth guy. To me, he is the godfather of entrepreneurism. I have his book dog-eared in front of me every single night on my bookshelf. I pull it down. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am to have him on our show. Vern, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Well, Kate, glad to be on the show. And, you know, we're going really hard with this idea of turning companies into professional sports teams. So I think we're going to be right up your alley here.
Oh, absolutely. And that is exactly what I think. I think you want to attract raving fans. You look at from top to bottom how you run an organization. And you know, because of what you've done for entrepreneurism, how you've excelled with it and how you've preached it to so many and turned around a lot of what they were doing. Do you think right now we're at the all-time high for entrepreneurs? Is this a good time to be an entrepreneur?
But you know, it is. We've got 11,000 startups every hour in the world. So it is on fire. I was but a few months ago in China, they've got 12,000 new companies a day. So by the way, the challenge isn't startups. We've got a lot of new companies. The challenge is the countries don't have enough scale-ups. And the United States is leading, about 3% of our companies scale. Great Britain is only 1%. And China could only identify 25,000 scale-ups out of the tens of millions of companies that they have.
Where do you think most people fail when it comes to scaling up?
You know, we looked at really four areas: people, strategy, execution, and cash. And it's like a four-legged table. If any one of those legs is weak, it's not good. You know, if it was easy, if it was just kind of one thing, then I think everybody would be able to scale. But you've got to get all of that put together. But if you put it down to a word, Kate, it's complexity. You know, 76% of the companies in the U.S., the only employee is the entrepreneur. And I like to kid that many of those companies are overstaffed. And as a result, when you start adding people, the chaos that comes with scaling is what tends to overwhelm people.
Oh, boy, isn't that true? You're in the middle of a tornado. And I think, Vern, and you would know even better than I do, although I've done some research on it, too. I think people give up. They get overwhelmed, and they just back away. They escape. They can't do it. They just freak out. Do you think that happens?
It does. What happens, they start to add 3, 4, 5, 6 employees. And the crazy part is revenue may be going up, but they actually start making less money. And at some point, they're like, why am I doing all of this when I just want to go back when it was just me, you know, working out of a spare bedroom? And it seemed a lot easier. So, again, it's easy to start, but really tough to scale.
One of the things that I like, as I said, I really have absorbed your book over the years, and you've got a part of the book called, and you just mentioned it, one of the four things that you looked at, strategy. And you talk about the key question, I can't tell you how many people fumble over this. Can you state your firm's strategy simply? And is it driving sustainable growth in revenue and gross margins? And you give great examples, simple examples. Even you start with Domino's and what happened with Domino's. And if you can't articulate it and it's not clear and you don't have something that differentiates you, I think that's one of the big keys, right?
It is, and it starts, Kate, with figuring out what word or two you're going to own in the minds of the market. That really is the essence of brand, whether you're the best Italian restaurant in Dallas, or, you know, if I'm out looking for, you know, back when my son was born, the safest automobile. Every automobile can get you from point A to point B, but there was no question back then it was going to be a Volvo. And so with Domino's, when you say deliver pizza, and Kate, I've asked that question. I was just in Kuala Lumpur on 6 continents, and everyone says Domino's. And then they made a simple promise, we'll deliver it in 30 minutes or less, and then they backed it up with a guarantee in that simple phrase that they executed on all over the world. Made Tom about $4 billion, not that the money mattered. He ended up giving it all away, essentially, but that's the essence of a simple strategy.
Yeah, I like it. So pay attention to that and pick up this book, too, by the way, if you don't have it. Mastering the Rockefeller Habits 2.0, Scaling Up, How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't. So you mentioned a couple of places, Vern, just a couple, Kuala Lumpur, China recently, and you've been all over the place. Of all the places you've gone and talked about entrepreneurism and scaling up, do you have a favorite spot?
You know what? It's interesting. The United States, Kate, we lead in scaling up. We're really the model for all the other countries around the world. My concern is that as a percent of the global economy, we've dropped from about 60% to less than 24%. And it seems like the other entrepreneurs in the other countries are hungrier, particularly to get global, than we are in the United States. And so I really think we have some heavy lifting to do to realize that we're not the only market. And if you're not doing business outside the U.S., you're leaving 75% of the market on the table.
Ooh, that's a big number, 75%. Certainly take that to heart. And why do you think that is? Because we're just looking at what's in front of us and we can't see the forest through the trees?
Yeah, we've been so lucky. We've had such a big market that we can serve, that we didn't need to get international. But, you know, when our company had the wake-up call during 9/11, we set a goal to say, look, we want at least 50% of our revenue outside the U.S., and so we made our first moves there in 2001 to get global. And today we're on six continents, and it's good to have not all of our eggs in one economic basket.
Yeah, there you go. Again, take that away, global, et cetera. The role of technology, Vern, how has technology accelerated what people are able to do? I think it's phenomenal. Some people are kind of iffy in some areas of technology. What do you think?
Well, I don't think there's any non-tech companies in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And it's really technology that has allowed, you know, a five-person company to do business globally. You can do business anywhere at any time with anyone from anywhere. And that's why every industry is feeling more competitors than we've ever felt. And that's the big thing that's changed, is the level of competition that's coming in from all over the place. Again, technology is allowing us to do that.
Yeah. What keeps you up at night?
That's a great question. You know, I've been blessed. I can sleep. What's interesting, what used to keep me awake is not having sufficient cash. You know, I remember when Michael Dell was scaling, and he, from the second year when I first met him in his dorm room to when he hit his first milestone and then essentially lost the company and had run out of cash. And one of the things we learned is if you've got cash, you sleep a lot better and you age a lot slower. And so we're big fans of making sure that companies get the customer. And that's the big change, is hardly anyone's really going to get VC or other funding. The best funding to get for any company is from the customer. And so we really help companies figure that out to drive their own cash flow.
Right. So it goes back to kind of, in a crazy way, that old saying, the customer is king, and then you see poor customer service, and then you see people not being invested in what your product is. And, of course, when you have customers and people who love you, what do? Vern, you know this. They tell everyone. They're your mouthpiece, right?
They are. And the other area that we've really been focused around is pricing. You know, we get so caught up as entrepreneurs on the cost side of our business that, look, you've got to watch costs closely. But the real opportunities are on the price side. One of the great examples, and I'll kind of play it out, the godfather of influence, Robert Cialdini, they ran an experiment at a restaurant. So we're not talking about Facebook, Google, or Amazon. We're talking about a restaurant where they had a wine list. And typically the wine list is listed from least expensive to most expensive wine. All you have to do is reverse the order of that list and put it from most expensive to least expensive, and you'll drive about 26% more revenue. You didn't change a wine. You didn't change a price. It's just the psychology of it. So I mentioned I was in China a few months ago, and this really great entrepreneur, Adrian Wall, has got a simple business idea, and that is to bring a taste of New York to Shanghai. So he's partnered with some of the iconic brands, Kate, in New York City, like Joe's Pizza. I don't know if you've had a chance to eat there,
yes.
But, you know, it's that restaurant under the bridge. Everyone's, you know, standing in line, mm-hmm. You know, 24/7. So he says, I'm going to bring Joe's Pizza to Shanghai. But I mentioned about a year ago when he was in the first workshop about this idea of reversing the menu. And so when I was there, he said, Bert, you got to come by and see the shop. And he's got a bunch of them now in Shanghai. And he did just that, Kate. He used to list it from least expensive, his vegan, to his meat lovers, most expensive. All he did was reverse the order. And it drove, he didn't get the 26%, but he drove 16% more revenue. Didn't change a pizza slice, didn't change a price, but he just was more clever around the psychology of pricing. And so, look, if you can earn an extra dollar, that generally goes right to the bottom line. Whereas if you're running, you know, 10 or 15% profitability, you got to drive 5 to 10 times more revenue to get that extra dollar to the bottom line.
Wow, that's a great story. Perfect place to end this. We could talk all day. Vern Harnish, he is the guru of scaling up. Pick up his book, Scaling Up, How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't. Vern, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Kate. Thanks a million.
Shout out
that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought up bought a cookie, nutty bought it for a time. Sister had another one. She faded for the lime. She put the lime in the cookie, now she drank them for.
All right, welcome once again to this edition of Author's Corner, where we introduce you to some of, I think, the most exciting authors, people from everyday life, people that you may know next door that have done some extraordinary things. James Clark joins us now, and he's written a book called It's the Liver Stupid. I just even love the title. James, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So this book has, you know, this book has been printed a couple of different times. It definitely has struck a chord with people. Tell us the premise of It's the Liver Stupid.
Well, you know, it goes back 20 years. I was in a group, a Yahoo group, and I was a discussion leader for about 3,000 people. And that's when I got the book started. It was a slow thing. Writing a book like this doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, this is where we are today. I'm in the seventh edition of that book.
Wow. Yeah, so let's talk about it. Let's tell everybody who's listening who can go and get this book, like you said, the seventh edition of it. It talks about, avoiding artificial fertilizers, for example. And I think people just don't even realize what they're inhaling sometimes. I mean, we're learning more about our food, but you were ahead of the curve on that. I think there's a lot of lack of knowledge of what we're eating, don't you?
Yeah, well, I call it the COB, corn oil based food.
Yeah.
and it affects our entire lives in amazing ways.
Yeah, so tell us about that. Tell us about COB. Tell us about
corn oil.
We don't know.
Corn oil. We started corn and oil-based foods in about 1900, 1910 or something thereabouts. When we went into oil from the ground and stopped raising our food on fertilizer or organic fertilizer. So that changed everything. It changed all the things we do.
Yeah, when you say it changed everything, and certainly there are farmers listening, there are other people out there listening. How did it change everything that we do?
Well, and before that, everything was fertilized with manure.
Mm-hmm.
And manure came from cows, and cows ate grass, and today they mostly eat corn.
Yeah.
So it changed everything. It changed the dynamics of food. And when you go into a store today and you pick up anything and you douse it, which is something that the people in my books all did, Bruce Lipton, Dan Nelson, they all douse things. They use their fingers to douse the muscle. And if you douse the food, you find out that it's got nothing in it.
Wow.
So we're eating nothing. We're eating sunlight. That's what we eat.
I like that. We're eating sunlight. We're speaking with James Clark, and it's The Liver Stupid is the name of the book. And you talk about you're not a victim when you know the microbiology and the LCD diet. But most people don't know about the LCD diet, and that's what's and it's a unique diet, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So how does
low carb diet?
Yeah. So how does the low carb? So if somebody's hearing this and they're saying, "Wow, how do I do the low carb diet?" Because you talk about tree and seafoods. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah. I also talk about trees being. I talk about MSM, which comes from trees, and trees come from pulp. You know, the pulp industry started MSM when they were making paper. And when I got into this whole thing, I found out about MSM. First off, I was dying. You know, I was 56 years old and I was dying. I had all kinds of joint problems. I was having heart flutters. I was having all kinds of things. And I went to my doctor, and I told him that my knees were messed up, and he said, "You're going to have knee replacement surgery."
Oh.
And I went on TV, and I looked at an operation with knee replacement surgery, which was carpentry. I do carpentry. I'm an architect, but I do carpentry. I do a lot of it. So I understand carpentry, and I wasn't going to get into that. So I started going on the web looking for places to avoid it. And that's when I found out about MSM, which is not well known, even today.
Yeah, so for someone listening, they're saying, "Oh my gosh, I understand, I relate to James. I'm going down that same path. I don't want knee replacement surgery. How can I do that?" Well, they can read your book, because your book shows you.
Yeah, well, my
where
book tells
going.
You how. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And it was the how hard for you once you found that?
No, it only took me 3 months to get over all that.
Three months.
Yep, I was totally over the heart palpitations, the knee replacement problem, everything in 3 months.
Wow.
And my wife got on it because she was having the heart problem. She was in her 40s then, I guess. And she got on there, and she was having the heart palpitations, and I said, "Why don't you try this MSM?" And she did, and, of course, she's addicted to it now. And the more you take, the better it gets. It's not a drug.
Right.
Not a drug.
Right. It's the key thing. You say when you combine the key elements of MSN and DMSO and all that stuff, that's what makes the big difference. And so that did that compel you to write the book because it's the liver stupid?
Yes.
Yeah. It's because you saw
that's
all the
how
difference.
I got into, I mean, all my books are about the same thing. All right. They're all about the same things we just talked about, really.
Right.
The different ways of looking at it.
Right, right, right. And you talk about the proof is that no matter what your diet is, your average lifespan is 80 for men, 85 for women, but you start to hurt. And you said your wife probably
it's actually
in her 40s.
Down to 76 now, if you want to look at it.
Wow.
Yeah, our lifespans are decreasing, despite what you hear on the web and from doctors and all. We're actually decreasing our lifespans as we go because we're getting more of this stuff in our diets. And the grocery stores don't care. They're making their money. You know, there's nothing in our food today. If you go into a grocery store, Dan Nelson talks about on his talk, if you go into a grocery store today, our food is of no value. So all we're getting in our diets really is sunlight. And sunlight is 60% of your diet. That's something that's well known. I mean, German.
Right. It's a well known. It's a well known statistic, though.
It's pretty well known. Well, not among doctors, but you know, among scientists. Yeah.
Wow, 60% too, and you think of that. And
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And that's all we're getting. It's all the rest of it's bad.
Right. And part of that is because of what we did to the ground too, right? For
well,
all these years and the fertilizer.
It's a whole story. It's not just a small part. You know, it all goes together.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, It's the Liver Stupid, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon. And as James said, it's in its seventh edition.
Well, you know, I really think, and if you go back to the Anunnaki, who were the people that lived about, I don't know, 4,000 years ago, and you start reading their stone glyphs. Now, they wrote everything in stone. They didn't write it on computers letters, but they put it in stone. Those people lived, some of them, thousands of years. Now, what I would like to see is that people live a lot longer and we become a lot more, wise. So that we teach our kids. Today, we're not living long enough to teach our kids. It's really bad.
Boy, it is really bad, isn't it? Because there's nothing to pass on for them to know and to get all this information, especially in the world that whizzes by us so fast. The best thing you can do in listening to this conversation is pick up the book, It's the Liver Stupid, Who Wants Knee Replacements and the Problems That Lie in Wait for Us Because of What We're Talking About. So, James Clark, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Sure enough.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.